Unit 1. You will hear 5 short extracts in which teenagers are talking about a family day out. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about the day. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
Every year my family get together and go down to the river for a picnic. There's usually about 12 of us, kids and grown-ups. We always do the same thing, and this year I said I wasn't going. But my parents insisted because they said it would look rude. I wouldn't have minded if it was just the afternoon, but I wasn't looking forward to the whole day. When I got there, though, my cousin had brought a couple of her friends, and we sat together. I had a good time, but I would still have preferred to stay at home.
Speaker 2.
Every year, someone in my family arranges a day out in London for all of us. This year, my mum and I did it, and we chose to go to a musical. It was difficult to find a show that would appeal to everyone, and we were a bit worried that my granny or my cousins wouldn't like it, as in my family, everyone says what they think. So when everyone said they'd had a great time, we knew we'd made the right choice. Nobody complained, even when we missed the train home and we had to wait an hour in the station.
Speaker 3.
Last weekend, my aunt and uncle and cousins were staying, and we decided to go out for the day. We were going to the seaside, but we hadn't gone far when we drove past the zoo, and my cousin said they wanted to go in. So we decided we'd go in for an hour and then carry on to the seaside. But there was so much to see that we stayed there all day. My mum and dad and my granny really aren't keen on zoos and were looking forward to a day on the beach. But the rest of us didn't mind at all.
Speaker 4.
My sister's birthday is in the summer, so we usually go out somewhere for the day. She said she wanted to go to a theme park this year, which was good for me, as I don't usually want to do what she suggests. It's a new park quite near where I live. I only went on half the rides I wanted to because it's huge. The whole park shut at 6, I suppose because it was getting dark. It didn't matter though, because Mum and Dad said we can go again. They enjoyed sitting in the cafe and reading the newspapers.
Speaker 5.
Last Sunday I went to the seaside with my family. My brother and sister are older than me and they didn't really want to come. But I persuaded them, as otherwise it would have been a bit boring with Mum, Dad and my grandparents. When we got there, we had a swim in the sea and a lovely picnic which my granny made. We agreed that we'd take a boat out in the afternoon, but when we went to get one, they were all out, which was a real shame. Unfortunately, we hadn't realised we needed to book. So we just went for another swim and then came home.